So we're going to a Bernie Sanders event. This is in Clive, Iowa, which is just west of Des Moines, west of Urbandale and Des Moines. And the parking lot is jammed. I'd say there's at least 500 cars here already. So we're going to walk in. I parked way in the back this time around. And as we walk in here, I want to very quickly say thanks for the donations for Mobile Podcast Command. The last few days have been pretty trying. There have been some very interesting experiences, and the donations have got me through it. If you want to donate to the BobDavisPodcast.com, this mobile project of covering the caucuses in Iowa, you can go to the page at the BobDavisPodcasts.com, click on the donate button, and that'll take you to the PayPal interface, and you can give me whatever you want to give me. A dollar, $10, $10,000 would be great. Thanks again. Also, thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcast. Right off the page at the BobDavisPodcast.com, there's live streaming, as well as you can just select a podcast and listen to it, or you can subscribe to the RSS feed, the feed for the podcast, right off the page at the BobDavisPodcast.com. We're also available on Spotify, which is great for Android devices, PodMN, which is an app, iTunes, of course, the granddaddy, and you can subscribe on iTunes as well, Tuned In, BlogTalkRadio.com, and a bunch of other places as well to get the podcast. And I do appreciate likes and shares and favoriting and following on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and I'm really enjoying LinkedIn lately. So check me out on LinkedIn as well. And I do have a YouTube channel, but I'm not putting any political stuff on the YouTube channel, FYI. All right. Want to talk real quickly about payment processing and a payment processing revolution. Might seem a little strange given the nature of this crowd as we kind of move through here to go through the metal detectors and everything else, but even collectivists need payment processing, and ReliaFund is a payment processor that has been providing integrated solutions to get payments cleared for more than two decades. What does that mean? It means that they integrate their systems with your system. So if you're in business for yourself, obviously you have back office systems. I don't know how sophisticated they are. Some, if you're me, it's a computer on your kitchen table. Some people are a little bit more sophisticated, but ReliaFund can work with me. They put up a button on my page so people can pay, clients can pay with checks, electronic checks, if they choose to. So if they can work with me, they can work with anybody, whether they are very sophisticated or not sophisticated, because what they do is they seamlessly integrate what you're doing with their payment processing systems. So if you're a developer and you're developing an e-commerce site for a client, if you are looking to develop an e-commerce site, if you are, putting up some kind of new back office systems, you want to talk to ReliaFund. And if you do, you will talk to real human beings. You will talk to real human beings if you call them at 866-243-5040. You'll talk to Kevin Hill or Greg Lowry, 866-243-5040. Remember, ReliaFund, no long-term contracts, secure, technology-focused, and they've been doing this since the beginning of the payment processing revolution. Check them out online at ReliaFund.com. That's R-E-L-I-A-F-U-N-D, ReliaFund.com, or click on the banner at the top of the page, the BobDavisPodcast.com. That will take you to their contact page. That's how I found ReliaFund, and thanks you guys for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcasts. All right, lots of people real excited. We're moving in here to the Bernie Sanders event at this convention center in Clive, Iowa. And it is a very large venue. So in podcast 901, the Bob Davis Podcasts, we're heading into a Bernie Sanders event. Okay. This is by far the largest crowd that I have seen at any event in Iowa yet. And I would say it certainly isn't as large as a Trump rally, but I think if they wanted it to be, it could be. This is a very large space, and it's all young people. Really interesting. So all young people, and I mean, there's a few older folks, but mostly young people. I don't know where the media is. Oh yeah, I see the media. So you can tell the front runners because there's a huge amount of media, which is tucked away because it's a big place. But there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 cameras. Then on the second level, you see all the lights for the networks. So they'll have live reporters. So that's how you tell the front runners, because the media setup is pretty extensive. So that is really interesting. And that's it. So then I'm in the press thing. And you can really tell them the... tell what's going down when you get down. I'm walking up the stairs here from the networks that are all up here on the second floor. So yeah, you've got two or three networks, can't tell who, but they're all doing their feeds from here, and of course you can get a great shot from here. So I don't want to use up all the tape with commentary. We're just going to wait until the whole deal starts.
And it's because of that work. We've got to keep it going, right? So what I want to do now is talk about a plan to caucus. And everyone can open up their phone, right? Go to BernieSanders.com/Iowa, and you're going to find your caucus location, all right? This is what it's going to take. but we're going to do more than that. We're asking everyone in this room to commit to doing one final door-knocking shift in this last weekend. We are in the home stretch here. So we have organizers throughout the room. Organizers, if you want to raise your hands, and they're going around, and they're going to sign you up to do a door-knocking shift. Because guess who we don't have on our side? We don't have the billionaires on our side. We don't have Wall Street on our side. We don't have the pharmaceutical industry and the fossil fuel industries on our side. We have you, right? We've got you on our side. You've got to do something to make sure Bernie's going to win. We're going to do it. We're going to rock it. We'll see you there on caucus night, everyone. Solidarity.
Our next band has traveled the state opening for Bernie on more than one occasion. Hailing from the Quad Cities, currently residing in Northeast Iowa, she's performed all over the world and is a fighter for social justice. Give it up for Lissy!
Take it easy.
You're supposed to be objective.
Impartial. She's really good. Do you know Lissy?
Yes, Lissy's really good.
She's crushing.
Good evening.
We've seen her like 8 times.
Please give it up for Bernie 2020 national surrogate, Michael Moore!
No candidate has had this turnout in Iowa during this entire campaign. This is incredible. Thank you for coming. Thank you. I had to come. When Bernie told me he had jury duty, I know what that feels like. Actually, they never picked me for a jury. I know. I've always wanted to serve on a jury. And once the judge sees me, it's like, there's the door. The state that I've been crisscrossing. We've got over 1,500 miles on our car, just going from the east side of the state to the west side of the state. And I'll tell you what I've seen. I've seen Flint, Michigan, all across this wonderful state. I've seen and talked to so many people who are struggling to get by, who are tired of the old way, and who want something new. And it is of no surprise to me that Bernie Sanders, for the last week or two, has been polling number one here in the state of Iowa. It's amazing. It's amazing. He's number one, according to CNN, with non-white voters across the entire country. He's number one with young voters, 18 to 35. 52%. That's amazing amongst our active duty military, those who serve this country, and all the armed forces, the candidate who has received the most donations from our active duty service members is Bernie Sanders!
So there are about 8,000 people here. And I've just heard that more than likely Bernie Sanders won't be here. And he's still in D.C. as we speak. So I'm wondering how long it's going to take for these people to depart as that information begins to leak out. We'll see. And we're listening to Michael Moore right now.
And so today they announced, in this Hail Mary pass of theirs, to try to undo the people's movement. They are removing the rule to be on the debate stage, where it says you have to have so many people donating to you. Otherwise, instead of 27 people on the stage, there'd be 227 people. I watched the debate in Iowa here 2 weeks ago.
So he has a tough job because he's got to talk to all these people. They don't know that the senator's not going to be here. The media is leaving, sort of, sneaking out. As word filters out.
I'm going to vote for you. It's my way of making it up to you. To you, to the Gen Xers, to the millennials. We make it up to you by voting for the person who is going to fight for your future. Not our future. Man, I love all of you. I just thank you for coming here. I can't wait.
empowered movement. We're not a movement that says, oh, we're going to skip Iowa, New Hampshire. We're just going to buy our way through the primary. Hello, somebody. There is too much on the line, and we can't play with it. This is not about middle of the way. This is about true transcendence that we need in the United States of America. What is wrong when people criminalize poverty in the United States of America? Something is wrong.
Tonight, we had hoped to be able to begin, but the impeachment trial just went on a little bit too long. But I will be in Iowa tomorrow and hopefully for the rest of the weekend. I just want to take this. Now, we are in the process of doing something that is unprecedented in American history. Is creating a government that works for all of us, not just wealthy campaign contributors and the 1%. And the reason that we are going to win in Iowa, I strongly believe, the reason we are going to win the Democratic nomination and the reason we are going to defeat the most dangerous president in modern American history is that we have the strongest grassroots movement that has ever been seen in modern American politics. Let us go forward. Let us stand together. Let us defeat Donald Trump and let us transform this nation. Thank you all very, very much.
I have come here today at the Salvation Army in Iowa City to grab Bernie.
Once I come by you and tap you, please put your hand down. I have to keep counting.
And there's at least 75 people standing outside here because the room inside is filled to capacity because he didn't show up at the event last night. So I want to just record him. Earlier today, he was in Cedar Rapids. So that was scheduled to start at 10:30. It's just about noon. This was scheduled to start at 11:30. He might come through this crowd, which would be kind of cool if he thought to do that. I think he may come out here. Because they're setting up a mic, and it looks, I can't tell if there is a feed. That's a power cord, so there's a microphone and a feed, but there's no feed plugged into this PA system. And they just moved a bunch of tables so that you can't rush the door. So you might come out here and just say a few words. We'll see. Well, here's the Bernie bus. He is going to say a few words here. Perfect.
Back behind the phones, please. Yeah, so press has to be...
You come right here because you're going to take pictures. You can't get behind
What's that?
Me. You can come over this way. I'll get out of the way.
Okay, this chair...
I can record behind people.
Thank you. Back up, please.
There goes the shot of him climbing out of the bus.
What's that?
There goes the shot of him climbing out of the bus.
To go inside, or?
Yeah, but I think he's going to speak because they've been messing around with this thing all afternoon. I think what his deal is he's going to come out here and then walk in there, but I don't think he's going to leave these people hanging. Maybe.
There's not much people inside, right?
No, it's packed.
Oh, it's just people.
are the overflow crowd.
Yeah, we are.
All right, and that tells me that we have a lot of momentum that on this beautiful afternoon, wow, that we are going to be knocking on many, many thousands of doors all over the state. Because what we understand is that tomorrow night will be dependent on one major factor and one major factor alone, and that is turnout. And our job tomorrow is to bring out our friends, our family, our co-workers to create the largest voter turnout in the history of the Iowa caucus. And I want you to know that our campaign is about a number of fundamental issues. At the top of the list, we understand the necessity of defeating the most dangerous and dishonest president in the history of our country. And we believe that we are best positioned to defeat Trump precisely because of the fact that here in Iowa, in New Hampshire, in California today, there are thousands of people knocking on doors. And that the way we beat Trump is with a strong grassroots movement. And we have, I believe, the strongest grassroots movement in the country. And the second reason that we are going to defeat Trump is that we have the agenda that speaks to the needs of working people. I have been all over the great state of Iowa, and I've talked to workers who say, Bernie, I can't make it on $11 or $12 an hour. Talk to women who are sick and tired of getting 80 cents on the dollar compared to men. Talk to workers who want to join a union but are unable to do so because of employer opposition. What our campaign and our administration is about is creating an economy and a government that works for the working class of this country, not just the 1%. And that means we're going to raise that minimum wage to $15 an hour. It means that we're going to create millions of good-paying jobs, rebuilding our crumbling infrastructure. It means that all of our young people, regardless of their income, are entitled, if they have the ability and desire, to get a higher education. And we're going to make public colleges and universities tuition free. And if Trump and his friends can give $1 trillion in tax breaks to the 1% and large corporations, yes, we can cancel all student debt in America. And the reason that our campaign is doing so well is that people in their heart of hearts know there is something fundamentally wrong, that we are the only major country on earth not to guarantee health care to all people is a human right.
Yes!
So yes, our campaign is prepared to take on the insurance companies, to take on the greed and corruption of the pharmaceutical industry. Which charges us by far the highest prices in the world for the medicine that we need. In some cases, 10 times more for the same prescription drugs sold in Canada or in other countries. So today we say to the pharmaceutical industry, sorry, you're not going to continue to rip off the American people. And today we say that if we love our kids, and if we love our country, and if we love our planet, we have got to recognize that climate change is not a hoax. Yep. Quite the contrary, it is an existential threat to this country and the entire planet. And our job is to have the courage, and we will, to tell the fossil fuel industry that their short-term profits are not more important than the future of our planet. Not more important than the lives of our kids, our grandchildren, and future generations. And as president, not only will we together take on the fossil fuel industry, we understand that this is not just an American issue. This is a global issue. We reach out to the people in China, in India, in Pakistan, all over the world, and say, you know what? We are in this together. And if we don't get a handle on climate change and we don't transform our global energy system, all over the world, people are going to be suffering. And maybe, just maybe, people of the world will understand that instead of spending $1.8 trillion collectively on weapons of destruction designed to kill each other, maybe we pool our resources and fight our real common enemy, which is climate change. And our campaign and our administration understands that we cannot sustain a broken and racist criminal justice system, which has more people in jail than the people of any other country on earth, disproportionately African American, Latino, and Native Americans. We are going to invest in our kids, in jobs and education, not more jails and incarceration. We're going to end the so-called war on drugs and legalize marijuana in every state in this country. And when we talk about broken systems, we will bring fundamental reform to a very broken immigration system. We're going to end the demonization of the undocumented in this country. On day one, we will reestablish legal status for the 1.8 million young people eligible for the DACA program. On day one, we're going to change our border policies so that under our administration, federal agents will not be grabbing babies from the arms of their mothers and throwing children into cages.
Yes.
Under our administration, we will finally do what should have been done a long, long time ago, and that is to pass comprehensive immigration reform and a path towards citizenship. And our administration will address the crisis in this country of gun violence. And our gun safety legislation will be written by the American people, not by the NRA. And when we talk about rights, we understand that in America, it is the women of this country who have the right to control their own bodies, not politicians. And that means that we will expand funding for Planned Parenthood. Yes. It means we will codify Roe v. Wade. Yes. And it means that as president, we will never nominate anybody to the Supreme Court or the federal bench who is not 100% pro Roe v. Wade. Yes. So brothers and sisters, this is the most consequential election, certainly in our lifetimes, certainly in the history of modern America, maybe in the history of the United States, I don't know. And it all begins tomorrow night here in Iowa. So what I am humbly asking of you is not only come out to caucus yourself, but bring your friends, bring your neighbors, bring everybody that you can. And if there is a high voter turnout tomorrow night here in Iowa, I am confident that we are going to win. So our job today and tomorrow is to do everything that we can to make sure that tomorrow night has the highest voter turnout of any caucus in the history of Iowa. Thank you all very much.
Gotta say, I wish Bernie Sanders was up there talking about how much he hates printers, because we all hate our printer. Why? Because of these big box retailers and the cost of cartridges. So I found Cartridge World in Maple Grove. They saved me up to 30% compared to the big box stores, and they're guaranteed those cartridges to perform as good as new. They give you free delivery on qualifying orders. They can even get you a printer if you qualify, which is really awesome. And I mean a free printer, which is what it's all about, right? Free stuff. Cartridge World in Maple Grove to the entire Minneapolis and St. Paul Metro. And I'll tell you a secret, doesn't matter where you are in the country, if you want to get 30% off, call 763-420-6632, 763-420-6632, or click on the banner at the top of the page, thebobdavispodcast.com, that says Cartridge World. All right, well, this is the last in the series of podcasts devoted to you know, the candidates on the campaign trail in Iowa. Bernie Sanders was the last, and caucus day is hours away, so I will rejoin you. I'm going to be doing a caucus in Fairfield, Iowa, which I really like. The great town, so I'm going to go to the Jefferson County Fairgrounds on caucus night, Monday night, and we're going to do a caucus there, and then the road is open. Thanks for listening to Podcast 901, the Bob Davis Podcasts.